In this video, we'll talk about what does a carb cycling diet look like. Carb cycling involves tracking macros with a food journal or app. You must work out the number of grams of carbohydrates you'll need to eat every day. This may not be as easy as you imagined. The amount of carbs you should eat will be individual to you. You need to bear several factors in mind. We'll look more closely at those later. For now, let's take a closer look at what a standard carb cycling diet looks like. What do I eat on a high carb day? On a high carb day, you will usually obtain around 60% of your calories from complex carbohydrates. That means, if you're eating around 1,500 calories daily, around 900 calories are complex carbs. If you're doing high-energy workouts like interval training, long-distance running, or sprints, you can add in more carbs. These should take the right form, though. You shouldn't be adding donuts or cake into your regime. Instead, you should give yourself an additional serving of legumes, fruits, or whole grains. The latter are all complex carbs. This means they break down more slowly for a slower release of energy. Simple carbs like sugary cookies and candies break down quickly. This means that you get a super fast energy rush, followed by a crash. You should primarily eat complex carbohydrates on a carb cycling regime. If you find that you're struggling to cope with your athletic workouts, try adding another serving to your diet. You should only do this on days when you're hitting the gym, though. What do I eat on a low-carb day? On days when you're not working out or doing low-key exercise, have a low-carb day. On this kind of day, you should switch a couple of your usual carb servings with vegetables. You should also switch some of those carbs with healthy fats or proteins. Alternatively, you could use a low-carb day as a starting point from which to calculate your high-carb days. Usually, 50 grams of carbs daily is enough to reach ketosis. Therefore, you could begin by consuming 50 grams of carbs on low-carb days. You can then work up from there, maxing out at 200 grams of carbs daily. Avoiding the transactional food mindset is very important, however. Thoughts like 30 minutes more running means I can eat more carbs can be dangerous. It leads to a difficult and disordered relationship with eating and food. Nevertheless, eating more carbs some days with fewer carbs on other days is how the body regulates itself naturally. Therefore, reducing carbs offers benefits that you can take advantage of. What does a week-long carb cycling plan look like? The concept of carb cycling involves eating minimal carbs for 2 days consecutively. This will be followed by a day of eating more carbs. There is a reason for this. When the stored reserves of carbs are due to run out, energy is recharged thanks to a high carb day. This speeds the metabolism and leads to more fat loss. If you reduce your carbs over 2 days, your fat stores will be used for energy. Your body will also enter a catabolic state. This means the body starts to use muscle tissue to derive energy from the protein in your muscles. It's important to know what you're eating over a week if you're planning to carb cycle. Here is a sample 7-day plan to ensure you obtain all the essential nutrients. You'll also get enough variety, so you don't get bored with your meals. If you can adhere to this plan for 30 days, you should experience weight loss benefits. Day 1, a low-carb day. Breakfast: almond and citrus fruit salad mixed with berries and yogurt. Snack: an apple and a protein bar. Lunch: salad made with 50 grams of quinoa, 100 grams of peas and tomatoes, and 2 hard-boiled eggs. Snack: a banana and a scoop of walnuts. Dinner: a sliced stir-fried chicken breast with sliced carrots, courgettes, and green beans. Served with 70 grams of quinoa. Snack: 2 oat cakes. Calorie total: 1,880. Carbs total: 226 grams. Protein total: 108 grams. Fat total: 67 grams. Day 2, low carb day. Breakfast: seed and apple muesli made with 2 tablespoons of rolled oats, sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, and pumpkin seeds. Served with 2 tablespoons of natural yogurt and a small apple. Snack: a banana and a scoop of walnuts. Lunch: a whole meal pita stuffed with half an avocado, 1 tablespoon of cottage cheese, and tuna. Snack: a pear. Dinner: a grilled salmon steak with half a sliced lime on top. Served with 100 grams broccoli, 70 grams of quinoa, and 70 grams of peas. Snack: an apple. Calorie total: 1,891. Carbs total: 170 grams. Protein total: 131 grams. Fat total: 81 grams. Day 3, high carb day. Breakfast: 60 grams of oats, soaked in water with 200 grams of berries. Served with a pot of natural yogurt and a tablespoon of sunflower seeds. Snack: a peach. Lunch: a baked potato stuffed with a tablespoon of hummus. Served with a salad made from sliced cucumber, tomato, red pepper, and mixed leaves. A banana. Snack, a protein bar and an apple. Dinner, a grilled cod fillet served with 250 grams of boiled potatoes. 100 grams of carrots and peas. Snack, 3 oatcakes. Calorie total, 1,801. Carbs total, 323 grams. Protein total, 78 grams. Fat total, 40 grams. Day 4, low carb day. Breakfast, 3 eggs beaten and 2 tablespoons of natural yogurt. Add a half a red pepper, half a courgette, and half an onion as well as 1 tablespoon of peas. Cook in a pan. Snack, an apple and a handful of pumpkin seeds. Lunch, a can of salmon mixed with a can of butter beans. Served with a salad of lettuce leaves, tomato, sugar snap peas, and onion. Snack, a nectarine. Dinner, a grilled turkey breast with grilled courgette, carrot, red pepper, and onion. Snack, a banana and 80 grams of grapes. Calorie total, 1,812. Carbs total, 159 grams. Protein total, 143 grams. Fat total, 72 grams. Day 5, low carb day. Breakfast, 2 boiled eggs with 2 wholemeal pita slices spread with Marmite and butter. Snack, an apple and a pear. Lunch, avocado and tuna mash served with salad leaves, cucumber, tomato, carrot, and courgette. Snack, a piece and an oatcake topped with cucumber and cottage cheese. Dinner, a can of salmon mixed with a can of chopped tomatoes. Tomato puree, carrot, red pepper, and courgettes. Simmered for 10 minutes and served. Snack, a banana. Calorie total, 1,804. Carbs total, 165 grams. Protein total, 124 grams. Fat total, 77 grams. Day 6, high carb day. Breakfast, 5 tablespoons of natural yogurt. Mixed with 50 grams of rolled oats, 200 grams of berries, 1 tablespoon of honey, and a sliced pear. Snack, a wholemeal pita bread stuffed with tomato and cottage cheese. Lunch, a chickpea salad made with a half a can of chickpeas. Snack, 4 oatcakes with a sliced apple and peanut butter. Dinner, a grilled chicken breast with steamed broccoli, 70 grams of quinoa, and 100 grams of green beans. Snack, a banana. Calorie total, 1,845. Carbs total, 249 grams. Protein total, 122 grams. Fat total, 44 grams. Day 7, low carb day. Breakfast, 2 poached eggs with 2 portobello mushrooms and 2 tomatoes. Snack, a pot of natural yogurt, an orange, and a peach. Lunch, a pita stuffed with cottage cheese, avocado, cucumber, tomato, lettuce, and peanut butter. Snack, an apple with a handful of sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds. Dinner, poached salmon with a courgette, 200 grams tomatoes, and sugar snap peas. Snack, a banana and 2 oatcakes. Calorie total, 1,820. Carbs total, 157 grams. Protein total, 98 grams. Fat total, 94 grams.